Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Boston. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Friday, July 26th. You'll be interested to know, 34 years ago, today in 1990, the Americans with Disabilities Act was signed into law by President George W. Bush, providing civil rights protections to individuals with physical and mental disabilities, and guaranteeing them equal opportunity in public accommodations, employment, transportation, state and local government services, and telecommunications. So now you know. And now, it's time for the weather report. It looks like we're in for a sunny day with a high near 83 and wind of 7 to 9 mph. Tonight, it will be mostly clear with a low around 68. For all you beach runners out there, the first low tide Friday will be at 9:45, with a high tide at 4 p.m. The nearshore buoy at Cape Cod Bay reads 71 degrees for the water temperature. Looking ahead in the weather, get ready for sunny days ahead, with highs in the mid to upper 80s through Wednesday. Expect mostly clear nights with lows around 70. Winds will be light and variable, shifting mostly southeast and southwest throughout the period. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, an 8-foot-tall wooden poster of Mario, Luigi, and Yoshi is up for auction from Paragon Boardwalk, an amusement park in Hull, Massachusetts. After selling the park in May to the Procopio companies for $6 million, over 200 items are now listed for online auction. The bidding includes unique items like a flat-top grill starting at $50 and a frozen drink machine starting at $100. The auction ends on July 31st at 10 a.m. Eastern Time. Chris Real, the former owner, plans to donate the remaining proceeds to Sunset Point Camp, a local children's camp. Now on to sports. As the doping scandal hovers over the start of the Paris Olympics, the United States swim team is calling for fairness. 7-time Olympic gold medalist Katie Ledecky and fellow American swimmers support stringent anti-doping policies. Ledecky emphasized the importance of rules being applied fairly and consistently worldwide. This comes after revelations that 23 Chinese swimmers tested positive for trimetazidine, a banned heart drug, before the Tokyo Olympics, yet faced no punishment. The World Anti-Doping Agency accepted China's findings that the substance was unintentionally ingested. United States head men's coach Anthony Nesty advocates for greater transparency to keep the sport clean and safe. In local sports, tonight, the Sox are at Fenway, starting a 3-game series with the Yanks. In top news, here is some promising news about Alzheimer's disease. Historically, Alzheimer's has perplexed doctors and scientists who struggled to understand its origins, progression, and treatment. However, recent scientific advancements are paving the way for breakthroughs in prevention, detection, and treatment. According to Heather E. Whitson, doctor and co-director of the Duke and University of North Carolina Alzheimer's Disease Research Center, these advancements could significantly impact the disease, which is the 7th leading cause of death in the United States. There is now much to be optimistic about in building stronger, more resilient brains. In business news, The launch of 9 Ethereum exchange-traded funds this week marked a significant milestone. Approved by the Securities and Exchange Commission on Monday, the funds drew a combined total of $107 million in inflows. BlackRock led, with $266 million. However, Grayscale saw massive outflows of $484 million. Despite the initial success, Ethereum's price dipped 0.8% since trading began. Analysts attribute the smaller inflows compared to Bitcoin ETFs to the SEC's ban on staking and Grayscale's 2.5% fee. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is just over $66,900. Ethereum is just over $3,200. And Solana is $174. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates. With several locations in the Boston area, Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class with locations in Canton, Wellesley, Hingham, Brookline, and Framingham. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk science. Scientists have opened up a 3,000-year-old crocodile, revealing extraordinary insights. Ancient Egyptians mummified these creatures in ceremonies dedicated to the crocodile god, Sobek. Using X-ray and CT scanning technologies, archaeologists at the University of Manchester explored the insides of a 7-foot crocodile kept at the Birmingham Museum and Art Gallery. Unlike human mummification, these crocodiles had their organs intact. Among the findings were gastroliths and a bronze fish hook, suggesting the crocodile was intentionally caught for sacrifice. This non-invasive study preserves the specimen for future display, offering a glimpse into ancient sacrificial rituals. And in entertainment news, Bob Marley expert Roger Steffens has sold his extensive reggae archive, valued at up to $3 million, to Joseph Bogdanovich. The sale, for an undisclosed multi-million dollar sum, includes the largest collection of Marley artifacts in the world. Bogdanovich, a longtime friend of Steffens, plans to create a museum in Montego Bay to house the collection. Steffens' archive began in 1973 and includes rare items like a signed poster from Marley's 1978 concert. Steffens spent around $500,000 on this collection, which has been used by numerous authors and filmmakers for research. Well, alrighty, folks. It's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American politician and 43rd president, George W. Bush. And he said, "To those of you who received honors, awards, and distinctions, I say, well done. And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the weather reports. Have an amazing weekend, my good friends. We'll see you Monday with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Boston.